Left to her own devices, this young Samantha wonders what lies beyond the door. What delicious secrets does it hide? What immortal trappings might she witness were she to peer through the keyhole, just waiting for a skeleton key to twist it into submission? She dares herself to look. Go on, she thinks to herself. Just a peek, a voice from downstairs asks, accusing, then calls for Samantha. Kneeling on the groaning hardwood, she is just leaning forward to press her eye to the keyhole when footsteps thunder up behind her, followed by her mother's voice. Samantha, get away from there! I've told you how many times! You want to pretend you're deaf, I'll tell you in sign language! A sharp yank on a delicate arm drags her away from the door. The look on little Sam's face implies disappointment that her mother has found her so quickly in this dim, remote passage, swollen and close as an asthmatic throat. And perhaps she thinks of all her hiding places and wonders how many of them, truly, her mother has found out. We may never know, because the hollow gong of a doorbell interrupts us. Younger me vanishes into the twists and folds of time, and I consider that hallway and the locked door where the ghostly apparition of little Sam knelt. The doorbell rings again, impatiently and heedless of the late hour, unbefitting behavior for visitors. Outside, the night yawns breathlessly, cold and still. The hallway recedes from me as I back away and turn the corner. I wonder who that could be, remarks my mother to no one, rubbing her hands over her chilled arms as she makes her way to the front door. I descend the staircase that unfurls to the foyer as she unlocks the door, and an uncanny presentiment ensnares me. I call down for her to wait, and she pauses with her hand on the brass knob. Whatever for? She asks in surprise. I can feel something lurking on the other side of the closed door. I'd like to explain to her so that she will not think me silly,